Dear Christian friends, have you ever wondered if you had been living at the time Jesus walked this earth and heard his teachings from his own lips, would you have been his follower? Now, it's easy for us to say most of us have been Christians since infancy, since our baptism. It's easy to say, surely I love Jesus. Certainly I would have followed him. And yet there were people in that day who heard him and chose not to be his followers. The words before us this morning come from the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel, where we have a difficult conversation that Jesus had with some people around him. And after that conversation, we read some of them decided to leave, to walk no more with him. Here are some of the words in that conversation that caused those people to walk away. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world." These are Jesus' words. Since the world began, bread has been considered essential to life. That truth is embodied in our very language. Bread has been called the staff of life. A person who provides everything that a family needs is called its breadwinner. The region of a country that is most prosperous is called its breadbasket. Jesus invites us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." And Luther correctly explains that to mean all that we need for this body and life. Bread is sometimes hidden deeply in our language. The word companion, for instance, comes from two Latin words, cum meaning with, and panis meaning bread. A companion is someone with whom we share our bread. Even the word Lord, the title that we give to our Lord Jesus, comes from an old Anglo-Saxon expression, loaf keeper, bread keeper. Our Lord is a keeper of the bread. And so when Jesus came to these people and said to them, referring to this essential of life, said to them, "I am the bread of life," they heard two things that made some of them turn away and leave him. I hope we'll hear those same two things as reasons to stay. First of all, he said, "I am." And the people listening to him heard that as a claim made by this man standing in front of them that he is God. It was his claim to be God, because they heard in those words, "I am," an echo from the Old Testament history when God spoke to Moses from that burning bush and commanded him to go to Egypt and rescue his enslaved people. Moses asked, whom shall I say is sending me? What's your name? And God replied, "Tell them I am is sending you. My name is I am." So when Jesus said, I am, as he did frequently in his ministry, people recognized he was claiming to be God. And then when he said that he was the bread of life that came down from heaven, they also recognized that he was expecting, demanding total commitment to him. He was saying, the source of life. So why did they leave? Well, God's demands are hard. They're hard to keep. You and I both know how hard it is to give up our sin. We all know how hard it is to turn away from those precious things we consider important in this life, our pursuit of money or of fame and popularity or of fashion or of things or of gadgets, to set all those aside and commit ourselves to our Lord Jesus. It's hard. We know how hard it is to give up finding our own way to heaven, to think somewhere inside ourselves that, well, I'm pretty good, or I'm good enough, or I come to chapel, or God must like me. It's hard to give that up. When Jesus said, I am the bread of life, he was demanding total commitment to himself. He was saying that what we really need is not anything in this world and not anything in ourselves, but what comes down from heaven. Jesus said many I ams in his ministry. I am the vine, I am the door, I am the good shepherd. This one, I am the bread of life, is one of the hardest, because it requires us to depend fully on him. Eat this bread means to believe, not just intellectually, not just assenting in our heads that something is true, but it means to depend on him, to commit ourselves entirely to him. And that's not natural. It's not natural to depend totally on Jesus. In fact, it's impossible for us. That becomes possible only when it's the work of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has done his work for us. Everyone in this room, and everyone who hears my voice this morning, has been called by the Holy Spirit to eat this bread of life. The Lord has opened our hearts to his message from his word, so that we know our sin, that we know that we come to Jesus as poor and wretched sinners, throwing ourselves on his mercy, knowing that he is our only hope. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, has taught us that Jesus is the true bread of life that comes down from heaven, that this bread is his flesh, which he gives for the life of the world, and that he gave that flesh on the cross to assure all of us of the complete and thorough forgiveness of all of our sins. The Holy Spirit has taught us that when this great I am, when our God comes to us and says, I am the bread of life, it's not a fearful and difficult demand, but it is a beautiful and gracious promise. Those who eat this bread will live forever. And so we can truly say that we will stay with our Lord Jesus for life. And that saying resonates on three levels. We will stay with Jesus for life means that we will stick with him entirely for our life. He is our only source of life. We will stay with Jesus for life means that it will be for our whole life, from now until its end, for life. We will stay with Jesus for life means that even now, each day, as we live our lives, we will live our lives in Him, in His peace, and in His service, because He is the true bread of life that comes down from heaven, and this bread is His flesh, which He has given for your life and mine and for the life of the world. Thanks be to God. Please rise for prayer. Turn in your hymn book, please, to page 153 in the front part. Page 153. You'll find there collect number 47. We do have a special prayer request this morning. After that prayer, we will join together in that collect. But this prayer request is for the mother of one of our students, Dom Flunker. Sandy Flunker, whose husband used to work in Bethany's admissions department, has been diagnosed with a form of cancer and is undergoing surgery today. We pray, Lord God, our Heavenly Father, in your grace, you have invited us to bring our request before you. We approach your throne today on behalf of your child, Sandy. Be with her and her family in these difficult days. Give wisdom and skill to those who provide her with medical care, that if it is your will, she may be restored once again to full health. Calm her fears and give comfort to her with your presence through your word. Strengthen her confidence in you and your wonderful promises, which you have given us through the work of your Son, our Redeemer. We ask this in his saving name. Amen. Let's join in collect number 47 on page 153. Lord God, Heavenly Father, by your Son, you fed 5,000 men in the wilderness with 5 loaves and 2 fish. We beseech you graciously to abide also with us in the fullness of your blessing. Preserve us from greed and the cares of this life, that you may seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and in all things perceive your fatherly goodness. Through Jesus Christ, who lives with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.